Mishra says on Dafin Chasamadal that a shaykin mitachat abas with shayba malay hachot apne kula shchitas ekshera and the rest of malay chot apne ruba. All you need is rive because we say ruba kakulai, and if you have rive of a shchit ekshera, that's good enough. But then the Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel Amar Tavay Alach Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Vafar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda LaAmer El Betabas Agadayla Hayol Makafas is called Akana Mishar Tavayis Loi. So even Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is machshir, it's only in the Tavas Agadayla because the Maisa that's considered being mak of the whole Kana. But the other tabayis, you wouldn't say it because it's not considered a makam kana. So Rashi's masber that by the other tabayis, since there's a ritzua basar that's mechaber them, it's not considered a kana. Then, in fact, Rashi v'afagav the makiv and ruba, but lamaisa there's makif rive, and Rabbi Yisrael Bida holds it and say ruba kakulai. So why do you say that it's considered a makam tabayis because it's makif ruba? So Rashi answers, d'chi isa Rabbi Yisrael ruba kakula hani mila b'makam shchita b'shachad ruba. But if in the makam shchita nushachted rive, then you say ruba kakulai. But to make it into makam shchita, because ruba kakulai, that we don't do, and therefore we don't say over here ruba kakulai to make it into makam shchita. And the shaila is, what is the chilik? What does Rashi mean? Why does ruba kakulai not work over here? And Rav Chanan is mazman kavitzin yanim al pi yisai gadol. The tachanim say the ruba kakulai only helps when you have a kol. When you have a kol and you're doing rive of a kol, then you say ruba kakulai. But if all you have is the rive and it's not mitaych a kol, then you don't say ruba kakulai. So when you have the makam hashchita and you have the whole makam hashchita that you could shecht and you only shechted a rive of it, so we say that the rive that you shechted is as if you shechted all of it. But when you don't have the kol here at all because there's a ritzua basar, so then there's no kol to have a rive from. So rive alone without the kol is not gonna be ruba kakulai. And some surfaces this is said as well to answer other kashas. L'mashal, why don't you say that having 9 people for a minion is good enough because ruba kakulai? And he says that it's not, you can't say ruba kakulai over there because there's no kol. There's only a rive. It's not rive of something. It's just a rive by itself. You only say ruba kakulai when you have the kol, and then you want to have rive of the kol. Then we say ruba kakulai, and that is how his mazer Rashi over here. Now luli dvar, but I think the Rashi sounds like he's saying something a little bit different. Just the lashon Rashi doesn't sound like he's saying that. You said even though lachart should help over here, it sounds like Rashi's saying a different vart that ruba kakulai only helps when you have a you have some type of pool that you're dining on. Some type of chalais, and you want to know if you did rive of it, is it considered like you did all of it? Then we say ruba kakulai. But over here, we're not dining on a pula, we're not dining on a chalais, we're dining on a makam. Where is the makam shchita? Is this a makam shchita or is it not the makam shchita? So ruba kakulai can't create a makam. If this is not what the Torah says, and that's not that makam, it's not the kana. The fact that rive of it is a kana is not a kana. So ruba kakulai can't create a mitzias of a makam, which is not there. It could help to say that whatever you did, if you did part of it, it's as if you did all, or the whatever type of din you're trying to be piled, as if you did all of it, but to create a mitzias of a makam, that can't be done through ruba kakulai. And I think that's how Rashi's lashon is mashma. Avalu shavi makam kasher shchita to create a makam kasher shchita. Mishumai time of legabe that you don't say ruba kakulai. It's only when you have a makam shchita and you only shechna part of it, legabe that the din of ruba kakulai would apply.